read the Lord's word together.
我们先读中文，然后读英文。
We will read it first in Chinese and then in English.
请以弗所书四章一到六节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。 Now let's read in English. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6.
Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord richly bless all who read his word.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣，我们同心来到你的面前。
Our beloved Lord Jesus, we come before you together.
主，您是爱的源头，是万福的源头。
Lord, you are the source of all love and all blessing.
在主的里面，在三一真神当中，有真正的、完全的、美好的合一。
In you, in the Trinity, there is perfect love and unity.
我们也祷告祈求主，您把这样的合一赐下来。
Lord, we ask you to give this unity to us.
赐在我们的中间。
And among us.
借着今天圣经至圣的真道，您的话语。
Through your word,
来激励我们
encourage us today,
来提醒我们
and remind us today,
效法我们的主
help us to follow you and be like you,
跟随我们的主
and follow after you,
彼此切实的相爱
and love one another,
接纳包容
and accept one another,
团结一心
and grant us one united heart,
以我们合一的见证来荣耀主的圣名。
And glorify your holy name through our united witness.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 刚才有弟兄姊妹说，那我回国去探亲我也没有上过这个三福的课程或者其他个人布道的课程，我能不能传福音呢？
Some of you might be asking, hey, when I go back to China, if I haven't taken the evangelism explosion class yet, can I share the gospel?
不是一定上了三福才能传福音。
It's not like you have to take that class to be able to share the gospel.
当然了，上了三福能传得更好一点。
And maybe the class will be helpful.
其实呢，如果你只要有这个心我们哪怕带着这个福音的单张回去，我们一张一张给人发，都是在传福音。
If you have this heart and this desire, if you just take some tracts back and you're sharing some tracts, that is sharing the gospel too.
我记得我以前回国的时候，兜里揣着一堆这个美国的这个硬币 quarters。
I remember before when I go back to China, I take some U.S. quarters with me.
有一次在北京的地铁上面。
And once on the Beijing subway.
这个人很挤，那个也没有坐的地方，就拉着那个扶手。
The train was really full. There wasn't any place to sit, so we were standing and holding onto the bars.
旁边有几位一听那个口音，也是从其他的地方来到北京。
And there were a few people beside me when I heard their accent, I knew that they weren't from Beijing.
我就和他们聊起来。
And I just started. So I struck up a conversation with them.
我这么一个非常内向，真的很内向的人，我就跟人家就攀谈起来。
And so these people were fairly introverted.
然后我说送你一个很小小的这个不成敬意的一个小礼物。
And so I said I have a little present for you.
我说这是在美国大家最常用的就是这个 quarter 25分的硬币。
So this is a quarter worth 25 U.S. cents.
为什么呢？请你看看这个硬币上面有一句话。
Please note there's a phrase imprinted on the quarter.
叫做 In God we trust.
In God we trust.
哦，他们这个听了就是说，哇，这个美国每个钱上面居然都有这句话呀。
They were amazed, like, oh, America prints this on their money.
就借着这个就跟他们传福音。
And just through this, it gave me an opening to be able to share the gospel.
所以哪位弟兄姊妹，你回国之前你说，牧师啊，我想要点 quarter 啊，这个想要福音单张，我们教会绝对有。
If you want some tracts, we have some. If you need some quarters, that's fine too.
一盒一大帮我准备，这开玩笑，我们有绝对都有啊，都有。
I don't know if I have any, by the way. I can find it.
主内真合一。
Unity in the Lord.
在2021年的时候，我们教会是以建造教会为我们年度的主题。
Back in 2021, we studied the book of Ephesians based on the theme of building up the church.
有的弟兄姊妹可能记得，当时我们有讲过这个以弗所书。
Some of you remember that we studied Ephesians at that time.
为什么讲以弗所书呢？因为以弗所书是一卷关乎教会真理的书信。
And we studied Ephesians because this book is an epistle focused on the doctrine of the church.
以弗所书被称为监狱书信。
And it's one of the prison epistles of Paul.
是四卷监狱书信之一。
It's one of four epistles that Paul wrote in prison.
但是使徒保罗在监狱当中所写的书信实际上不止四卷。以弗所、哥罗西、腓利门、腓利比还不止这四卷。
And so there are some other prison epistles of Paul as well.
到最后他晚年坐监，大家都知道提摩太后书我们都看得很清楚，在监狱里面所写。
And then as you know that at the end of his life he wrote 2 Timothy from prison.
那以弗所书也被叫做教会书信。
Ephesians is often called the epistle of the church.
因为它里面特别的强调关乎教会的真理。
Because it focuses on the truth and doctrine about the church.
也特别强调教会的合一。
It also especially emphasizes the unity of the church.
我们刚才已经读了四章的开头这一段的经文。
We just read from the beginning of chapter 4 earlier.
那么我们今天呢要很快的看几个方面关乎教会合一的真理。
And so we want to quickly look at a few aspects of the unity of the church.
首先我们要看合一的源头。
First we want to look at the origin of this unity.
教会的合一到底是从何而来？
Where does this unity come from?
我们知道是从圣灵而来。
We know that's from the Holy Spirit.
是神亲自赐给我们的。
Was given to us by God Himself.
在礼拜三的祷告会上面，我们有分享主耶稣在约翰福音十七章。
In our prayer meeting on Wednesday, we shared how Jesus in John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章常常被称为叫做真正的主导文。
And this passage is often called the real Lord's Prayer.
整整一章是主耶稣的祷告。
The entire chapter is just Jesus praying to the Father.
为信徒的合一的祷告。
And praying for the unity of all believers.
那么在这个祷告当中，他特别的强调因着神是合一的。
And one point that Jesus constantly emphasizes there is that the church should be united because of the unity of the members of the Trinity.
怎么讲神是合一的呢？
How does he show or say that God is united?
神不就是一个神吗？
Isn't God one God?
但是三位一体的神，对不对？
But he is one God in three persons, right?
那么在这三个位格父子灵当中却有美好的合一。
And between these three persons, between the Father and the Son and the Spirit, there is a beautiful unity.
所以说不是三个神，乃是一个神。
So therefore it's not three gods, but one God.
父与子全然合一。
And the Father and the Son are completely one.
像在三一真神的合一当中，主耶稣祷告愿信徒也是如此的能够合一。
And Jesus prayed that the unity of the believers would be just like the unity that is within the Trinity.
那么在以弗所书第四章就明讲第三节告诉我们。
And in Ephesians 4 verse 3 it says clearly.
是圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
That this unity comes from the Spirit.
我们晓得若不是神所赐下，若不是圣灵所感动。
And we know that if God did not give this unity and if it was not wrought by the Spirit,
是不可能有真正的合一。
There is no way that we can have true unity.
大家都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
罪人里面有各种各样的这些污秽， 肮脏的东西啊，纷争、嫉妒、苦毒等等等等啊，大家来到一起，怎么可能合一呢？
And in us as sinners, there is so much bitterness and hatred and strife. So how could it be that there is unity when we come together?
只有从永生独一的真神效法在三一真神当中父子灵那样的美好。
It can only come from God Himself as we seek to act like the Trinity does and seek for that unity.
三个位格 three persons.
Three persons in the Trinity.
啊，什么叫位格？
What do we mean by persons?、
啊、中文这个翻译成中文位格不太容易理解，英文就是这个 person 就是啊这个人呐、
啊。It's not easy to understand in the Chinese.
我们有我们自己的个性。
We each have our own personalities.
是一个个体。
And we're separate, distinct individuals.
有自己的想法。
We have our own thoughts.
有自己的行动。
And our own actions.
彼此之间会有交流。
And we'll have interaction with each other.
那你说这样三个位格三个 person 那它就是三个了嘛就是三个神了。
But then you would say that if it's like three distinct persons, this is three gods, right?
一位神。
No, only one.
因为他们是完全的合一的。
Because they are completely united.
在心思意念情感做法各个方面都是和谐美好的。
And all of their thoughts and emotions or actions are working together and are beautiful.
虽然在这人间不可能完全的找到。
Even though this cannot be completely true of us.
但是这却是我们的目标也是我们的榜样。
This is our example and also our goal.
也因着圣灵这样赐下来我们今天才能够有合而为一的心。
And we can only have this heart because the Spirit has been granted to us.
那么第二我们继续来看合一的保守。
Let's look at the protection of our unity.
在这个圣灵所赐合而为一的心前面呢有四个字叫做竭力保守
And there's a phrase here when speaking of this unity Paul says that we should endeavor to keep it
那请弟兄姊妹思想一下这个竭力保守这个动词它的主语是谁
Let's think about who is the subject of this verb who does this action
或者我直接这样问大家好了这个主语是神还是人
Is the actor, is the subject here God or us?
大家请思想一下
Let's think about this.
竭力保守的主语是神还是人
Is this something that my God?
是神还是人、okay. 是人
It's us.
这是我们人的责任
This is our responsibility.、
啊、保罗说我为主被囚他在坐监嘛监狱当中他说我劝你们要这样去做
And Paul here as a prisoner is urging them to do this.
实际上这个行事为人 walk worthy、啊、这是我们在英文当中常常讲的 walk worthy 后面就有一系列的形容这个 endeavoring to keep 是来形容这个 walk worthy 的
and so in a sentence here first Paul says that they should walk worthy of the calling with which they were called and in verse 3 endeavoring to keep this unity is part of that walk
也就是说我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称要彰显在许多方面其中有一个很重要的方面就是要保守合一
and so what he's saying here is that this walk will show itself in many ways and one of the biggest ways is endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit
合一乃是神所赐的一点不错
it is definitely right that this unity is given to us by God
神是合一的源头
he is the source of all of it
但是合一的保守人是有责任的
But to protect and maintain this unity is our responsibility
我们纵观整个教会历史
If we look through all of church history
看每一个教会
And look at every church
啊，甚至我们看到我们自己基督徒我们自己的家庭
If we look at our own homes even as believers、
啊这个神造两个家大家是教会小家是我们各自的婚姻家庭这是神自己亲自设立的
and so God we often say God made two homes one is the church and the other is individual families
这全都是一样有合一荣耀在神
and so when there is unity in either of these families the glory goes to Christ
我和师母常常做见证我们夫妻关系感谢神现在很美好彼此很相爱不是人能够做什么如果要是没有主我们早离了
and so I thank God that my wife and I have a very good relationship and we glorify Christ in our family but if we're not for Christ we would not be this way
任何一个教会也是同样教会里面有合一要把荣耀归给神
The same is true in the church. If there is any unity in the church, the glory must go to God.
另一方面，从相反来讲，如果教会不合一，责任在谁？
But looking at the other way, if the church does not have unity, who is responsible?
神啊，你赐的合一，所以不合一也是你的责任，是不是？
Oh God, you gave us this unity, so the fact that there is no unity is your problem.
就亚当说，你给我的那个女人给我的这个果子，责任都到你那去了。
It's just like when Adam blamed Eve in front of God for their sin.
有合一，荣耀在神。不合一，责任在人呐。
Where there is unity, the glory goes to God. Where there is disunity, the blame goes to us.
这个竭力保守 ，endeavoring， 我们要尽我们一切的努力，全力去。
We must endeavor and put forth all our effort to maintain this unity.
因为保守合一不容易。
Because it is not easy.
非常难，需要竭力，需要花功夫。
It's very hard, and we have to put forth a lot of effort.
而我们也知道，另外的相对应的合一的破坏容易不容易
？But looking at the other way, is it easy for this unity to be broken?
那是非常的容易。
Very easy.
很不容易建立的合一，可以很轻易的摧毁，可以在很短的时间当中就把它摧毁掉。
It's very easy for this unity to be broken and destroyed in a very short time.
好像很多时候都是这样子，就好的不容易达到啊，然后那个不好的就很容易就达到。
This is often true that it is hard to achieve the good things, but it's very easy to quickly achieve and do bad things.
啊，那个我们中国人，我们大家在座的这个，大家都是挺苗条的。按照美国标准，没有一个 overweight。啊、
By American standards, very few of us are overweight here.
啊，对，我就听人家讲说这个减肥啊，非常非常的辛苦。
And so people often say it's really, really hard to lose weight.
啊，这个半天也减不下来。
And so I was like, oh, I'm having trouble like getting my clothes on.
啊，然后呢，这个体重要上去啊，这个简直太容易了。
But it's really easy to gain weight, right?
啊，我们有小时候，我记得在国内啊，这个大人就讲说，学好多久？三年。啊，学好三年。
So, back when I was in China, I heard a saying from the older folks that it takes maybe 3 years to learn something well.
啊，学坏三天。
But it takes only 3 days to learn to do bad.
啊，这是这个世界里面充满的这种罪性，我们人里面的罪性。
This is the root of this is from our sinful nature.
凡是件好的，不容易得到，不容易学来，不容易保守。
It is not easy to learn or to maintain good things.
啊，那个坏的东西，那简直就是 naturally 好像就是，你看每个人生下来都是犯罪的 PhD.
But all of us have PhDs in sinning when we from a very young age.
是不是啊？你生下来谁要去跟人家学啊？骄傲、嫉妒、苦读、这个谎言等等，所有这些东西，没有一个人去要去学的，自然就全都有了。
But we naturally know how to lie and be bitter and jealous and envious. We don't need to learn that from anyone.
啊，小小的年纪，刚到幼儿园里面，一看别人这个玩具比我的好，立刻嫉妒心就出来了。
And so, you know, when we go to kindergarten as kids and we see others have nicer toys than we have, we automatically envy them and want that toy.
但是如果我们要往那个好的方向走，可真难啊，不容易啊。
But if we want to walk in the right way, it is very hard.
所以这里说要竭力的保守。
So we need to endeavor to keep this unity.
圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And to keep this unity that the Spirit has given us.
这里呢，我们还要给大家看一点，就是在中文和合本当中啊，有一个特别的翻译。
There's a special translation in the Chinese Union version I want to show you here.
我们对比一下就能够看到。
And we can see it by comparison.
英文版本的翻译呢？
The English version.
不单是这个 New King James Version.
Not just the New King James Version.
很多其他的版本。
And many other English versions.
的翻译呢都差不多，就是 Unity of the Spirit.
And many English versions will translate it as the Unity of the Spirit or the Bond of the Spirit.
但是呢，在这个中文和合本的翻译呢，加了一个合一的心，合而为一的心。
But in the Chinese version, they added in the heart of unity.
所以呢，这个英文如果也把它加上去，对应的就是 endeavoring to keep the heart of the unity of Christ in the bond of peace. 啊，这个就不用翻译了啊。那么当讲到这个心呢、啊，虽然这个地方的翻译啊不是非常的忠于原文，原文当中没有心，没有这个字啊。
And so this translation, the Chinese Union Version, isn't very faithful to the original. The original Greek does not have heart in it.
但是我自己个人觉得他这个地方加的这个的心把里面的意思给它翻译出来了。
But I personally feel like here they translated the meaning of the passage very well.
我们是要从心来合一，这个合一是在我们的心里面的，圣灵也赐在我们的这个里面。
This unity flows from our hearts and was given by the Spirit to our hearts.
圣经当中多次的讲到我们要保守我们的心啊。
And scripture says many times we have to keep our hearts.
箴言四章二十三节。
In Proverbs 4:23.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Here it says that we must keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
这个合一啊，一定要是从心开始。
This unity must begin from our hearts.
啊，这个中国人我们有一句话叫做，有时候叫做说面和什么不和，心不和啊。这个面和心不和是不是真正的合一？
In Chinese, there's a saying that their faces or their outside are united, but their hearts or their insides are not united.
所以一定要是从内心当中。
This unity must come from our hearts, or it's not real.
Yeah. 那这个合一的反面是什么呢？我们先想一想。
What is the opposite of unity?
合一的反面就是不合一，就是分裂。
Disunity.
哎。
Divisions.
就是不合一，就是分裂。哎。
If there's no unity, then there is division.
那怎么样能够达成这样一种真正的合一，从心的合一呢？
How can we achieve this true unity from the heart?
还是也要从心里面来开始。
It must begin from the inside.
啊，若是要想竭力保守合一，我们先立定一个心志。
If we want to endeavor to maintain unity, then we must first fix ourselves, our hearts on one purpose.
哎，那这个心志是什么呢？这个心志就是我们绝不做不合一的事情，绝不做分裂的事情。
And so this purpose, this decision of our hearts is first that we will not do things that destroy unity.
哎，从心里面从这一点要开始。
We have to start from here.
哎，你知道我们做婚姻辅导的时候呢，这个夫妻啊吵架。
Well, and I do marriage counseling. I often have husbands and wives fighting with each other.
哎呀，有的打得不可开交，这夫妻跟仇人一样啊。
And some of it, they're fighting so bad it's like they're two enemies.
啊，这个各种各样的情形都遇到过。
I've seen many different circumstances.
啊，这个夜里，然后这个夫妻两个都动手了，然后报警了，什么这些，我去这个调解啊，这全都见过啊。
Like I've seen, like you know, where they're fighting each other in the night and they have to call the police on each other and have to go try to help.
那么这个来见牧师说给做婚姻辅导，很简单，有一点。
And so they come to me looking for counseling, and there's sort of one very simple issue here.
先立一个原则。
First, we need to fix and establish one principle.
什么原则呢？
What principle?
夫妻之间你不管怎么吵，
No matter how much you fight,
有一个话不能说，
There's one thing you can't say.
大家知道吧，什么不能说？
What is
离婚不能说。
You can't say divorce.
哎，这个不许说的。
This cannot be said.
哎，就是断了这个心。
You can't say it because it will break all the heart.
无论如何，我们不要不合一，我们不要分裂。
No matter what, we will not be divided.
哎，那这样的话呢，我们才能够有一个建立合一、维护合一、保守合一的一个基础。
And only this way can we have the foundation we need to endeavor to maintain unity.
啊，我就说，哎呦，这个不行了，过不下去了，不过了啊。
Otherwise, we can't do it.
啊，这个好多啊，这个夫妻都有这种情形。我以前我跟师母也是这样子。
And there's lots of circumstances like this among couples, and in the past, my wife and I were like this too.
后来知道这个东西啊。Very hurtful.
And afterwards, we knew that.
那后来我们就知道。
Divisions were very hurtful.
哎，这个两个人到气头上，你说不行就离，然后那个离就离啊，谁比谁谁怕谁，是不是？
And it got to a circumstance where like no one feared anyone or.
不说这个话。
Don't speak words of division.
哎，你知道这个在疫情当中。
You know, during the pandemic.
不管是在。美国、世界各地、中国，因为这次这个瘟疫啊，大瘟疫是全球第一次的全球性的瘟疫，对吧？覆盖世界每一个角落。
And in any country, be it America or over in China or any corner of the world where the pandemic went.
啊，这个新冠病毒都传到南极去了，南极都有。
And even the South Pole has COVID.
那么呢，我们还回忆，大家还记得2020年啊那段时间，当时全球啊各个地方，大家先后后都有怎么样 居家令 lockdown.
And so throughout many areas of the world, there were lockdowns in 2020.
然后一居家令一个 lockdown 以后呢，这个夫妻就常常就在家里面白天晚上随时都见面了。
And so therefore couples would see much more of each other if they were always in the house.
就居家办公嘛，这个样子啊。
They're working from home.
然后等到这个居家令一解除
，then as soon as the lockdown was done,
很多地方啊，那个离婚登记所就排长队啊。
And so very immediately afterward, the marriage registry offices had tons of people in lining up to get divorced.
为什么
？Why？
大家离得太近了，是不是
？Because they were too close to each other, right？
啊，这个摩擦就多了。
And so there was a lot more friction.
啊，原来彼此之间的一些的这个缺点啊，看得不是清楚，现在全都放大了。
And so now they can see all their faults much more clearly.
求主怜悯。
May God have mercy.
教会呢
？The church.
普世的教会啊，不是单单一地的教会，不是单单我们的教会，不是单单美国和中国的教会。普世的教会在过去这两三年当中都经历了极大的不容易。
And throughout the past 3 years since the pandemic, not just here in America or in China, but globally, the entire church has gone through a very difficult time.
聚会不能正常聚会。
Many places they couldn't normally have in-person worship.
查经不能正常查经，都转到线上。
And even a lot of their Bible studies and other meetings were all online.
啊，有时候在线上，哎，你说什么？听不清，线路不好啊，再连一次，就这样子。
And so there are lots of cases of people saying, oh, I can't hear you very clearly, the internet connection's not good, can you come back on again?
敬拜没有办法，大家一起来同心的像今天这样我们的敬拜。
And there was no way for everyone to be worshiping together in one room like we did today.
传福音也没有办法好好的来传福音，虽然我们也在传。
And it became much harder to share the gospel as well.
还记得2020年那时候，看着这个，就是这个地方，看着底下空空的椅子啊，全都是空椅子。
And then in 2020, I remember standing right here and looking down, and this whole room was empty.
就是服侍的同工来几位。
Only those who were serving to broadcast the service came.
那感谢神，现在这个疫情过去了。
Thank God that the pandemic is over.
大家都回到教会里面来了。
And now we are back in the church together.
教会当中又坐满了。
And the church is full.
大家的距离又近了。
And we're now sitting much closer to each other again.
怎么要离婚了？
Why do we want a divorce?
求神保守我们。
May the Lord preserve us and keep us.
一国若自相纷争，这国必站立不住。
If a nation is divided against itself, this nation will not stand.
一家若自相纷争，这家也站立不住。
If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand.
我们是一家人。
We are a family.
我们在主里面是合一的。
And we are united in the Lord.
我们的关系本应该是亲近亲密，彼此切实相爱的。
Our relationship should be a close one and one of love.
我们每个生命当中确实都有很多的软弱，很多的缺点。
Many of us
彼此之间很容易有伤害。
Have great weaknesses and sins, and it's very easy for us to hurt one another.
但是靠着主的恩典。
But relying on the Lord's grace.
我们能够胜过这些。
We can overcome all of these.
我们能够有美好的合一从心开始。
We can have a beautiful unity starting from the heart.
我常常跟这些夫妻来分享。
I often share with many couples.
啊，我说这个不讲这个离婚呢。
I say don't even mention divorce, don't bring it up.
这还不是凑合着过。这凑合着过也不好翻译哈。
This isn't like
就是这个 barely made it.
It's just like that. You barely make it if you just say that. If you only go that far.
而是怎么样？而是我们要心意更新而变化。
But our hearts need to be renewed and changed.
从心开始。
And starting from the heart.
这个心是一语双关，既是心，也是崭新的心，新生命的心。
So it's not just the heart, but also the new life.
好，下面我们继续来看合一的原因。
So now we want to look at the reason for our unity.
合一的源头，合一的保守，合一的原因，我们为什么要合一？
Why should we be united?
当然我们刚才讲了三位一体真实合一的圣灵赐下合一。
We've said before that the three members of the Trinity are united, and this unity comes from the Spirit.
到这里第四到第六节给了七个原因。
But here there are seven reasons given to us in verses 4 to 6.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
圣灵只有一个。
And only one Spirit.
同有一个指望。
And only one hope.
同有一位主。
And one Lord.
同有一个信仰
one faith,
同有一个洗礼
one baptism,
同有一位父神
and one God and Father of all.
这七个一
There are seven ones here.
我们知道在圣经当中这个数字七很特别
We know the number seven is very special in scripture.
这个七象征什么
What does it represent?
象征着完全
It represents completeness and perfection.
神造世界用六日然后到七日休息
The Lord created the world in six days and then on the seventh he rested.
主耶稣弟兄若得罪我们我们要原谅他们多少次70个7次
And the Lord said if someone sins against us we must forgive him 70 times 7
这个还不是说7749
It's not just saying 7 times 7 49 times
而是说我们要一直的原谅
He's saying we must continually and repeatedly keep on forgiving
所以这个七啊，原因一主一信一喜啊，一神啊，这个同有一个指望啊。来，我们再看一遍，一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望，一位上主，一个信仰，一个洗礼，一位父神啊。
And、here we see we have one, there is one body and one spirit, and we all have one hope and one Lord, one faith and one baptism, and one God and Father.
我们是在一位主里面。
We are in one Lord.
我们是敬拜一个神。
And we worship one God.
我们是在一个信仰当中去传扬、去敬拜、去持守。
And we all cherish and hold to and share the same one faith.
也不是把荣耀归给人，而是把荣耀归给那一位爱我们、为我们流血舍身的主。
We do not give the glory to ourselves, but to the one Lord and God who died for us.
当我们受洗，是同样归入一个基督的身体。
And when we are baptized, we are baptized into the same one body.
所以我们晓得一点，合一的原因不是在世间，而是在主内。
So the reason for our unity is not in or of the world, but in and of Christ.
不是 in the world, but in the Lord.
It's unity in the Lord.
我们常常讲叫做主内合一。
We often say that our unity is in the Lord.
刚才我们唱的所有诗歌，每一首都有基督。
And earlier, the songs we were singing, every one of them had Christ in the title.
是在主的里面。
All this takes place in Him.
才有真正的合。
Only then can we have true unity.
我们继续往下来看。
We'll go on here.
那合一的基础是什么
？What is the foundation of our unity?
那以弗所书第四章十一到十五节。
In Ephesians 4:11-15, it says.
这里讲到啊，我们就不多读了。
We're not going to read it here.
那么这个第十三节有一句话说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And there's a line here in verse 13 that says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith."
这一点非常的关键，也很重要。
This point is very essential.
这是教会合一的基础。
This is the foundation of our unity.
我们不是在其他的基础上合一，不是你好我好的合一。不是这个世界上的同乡会body 这样的合一
Our unity is not based on like mutual good feelings or some other worldly relationship
刚才那个七个一里面有同一的信仰
And one of the reasons mentioned earlier was one faith
我们是在主的真理真道上面来寻求合一
And on the basis of this faith and this truth from the Lord that we seek unity.
而教会的合一啊。
And the unity of the church.
永远也不能够靠着去 compromise, 靠着去毁坏这个基础来达到合一。这是不可以的。
We cannot achieve the unity of the church by compromising this foundation.
今天我们这个世界大家看到就像以弗所书第四章这里所讲到的。
And the world we see today is much like What's described in Ephesians 4.
人的诡计、欺骗的法术、一切的异教之风啊，就把人吹得摇来摇去。
We see many, many winds of doctrine in the world blowing people to and fro.
今天一个合一的教会要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道来竭力争辩。
And we need to fight for the faith that was delivered once and all to the saints.
我们说教会的合一有一些是不能够合一的。
And so we say that there are some things we cannot be united over.
只有在同守真道的基础上才有真正的合一。
We can only have true unity based on the foundation of the true faith.
初代教会的建立与合一 是在不断的与异端邪说、离经叛道这些的属灵征战当中来形成的，不是吗？
And the unity of the early church was built through many spiritual battles with heresies and apostasies.
诺斯底主义、律法主义等等，所有这些侵入教会啊，使徒们一位接一位的站出来，来持守纯正的信仰，来维护教会的合一。
So there were like Gnostic, mystic theories and legalistic theories and many other things. And at that time, the apostles and leaders of the church stood up and held firm to the true faith and the true teaching of Scripture.
今天的教会，现如今的教会，面对的属灵征战，我想说至少是同样的激烈。
And so the battle, spiritual battle facing the church today is just as the same.
因为今天越来越因为今天越来越靠近这样一个末世末日的时代，这个不法的事情是越来越多。
Because today we are getting closer and closer to the end time, and so lawless deeds are increasing.
就在我们本地。
And it's true right here.
这个属灵的征战就极其的激烈。
And so the spiritual battle is very intense here in America.
这个给大家放一下，有些弟兄姊妹已经看到，这是我们本地一所很有名的大学，杜克大学。
So I want to show you, this is from Duke University.
大家注意，这是杜克神学院啊。
And this is the Duke Divinity School.
杜克大学是很好的大学，我们好多人都在杜克大学里面工作、读书啊。
Many of you study or work at Duke, I know.
对，杜克大学以前的校徽里面真的是有信仰啊，有这个真理在里面的，但是现在已经学校2000几年就已经 vote 不把这个东西作为他的校徽了。
And so Duke's like school crest used to have truth, knowledge, and religion in it, but then back in the 2000s they took it out.
最近在很多华人基督徒、北美基督徒群里面就传，这是去年杜克神学院他们的一个叫做 Divinity Pride Service 一个系列的一个讲道聚会。
And so they had a last year Duke's Divinity School had a Divinity Pride Service.
里面所讲的让人是大跌眼镜。
And it made many people very, very sad and look askance at it.
来给大家放一下这个，这有两段，先看前面他说什么。
I want to show you this.
大家听到他说什么了吗？ May the holy and queer one be with you. 再看下面一段。这是他带大家的一个祷告啊，这个祷告文都已经是写好的。上面。
You are drafted and condemned of the Lord, and people have written their past expressions of you. In my goodness, your creation, you recognize the Christ in all forms of the Lord.
大家听到他说什么了吗？如果没有听清，我们把这个再列出来给大家看一下。
Did you hear this clearly? If not, we'll put it out here for you.
这是对神的亵渎啊。
This is a blasphemy of God. You notice all the terms here that we're putting on the screen.
说神是 holy and queer one, 大家知道这个 queer 本来是英文奇怪的意思，现在就用在这个同性恋运动当中。
you know, that they're calling God the holy and queer one. Some people know that the word queer used to mean strange, but now it's been changed to mean, been used by the LGBTQ movement to refer to homosexuals.
然后后面的祷告当中直接就跟神说说 You are the strange one, you are drag queen. 大家知道什么 drag queen 吗？
And they specifically say that, God, you are the strange one, you're the drag queen. Do you know what that is?
就男的扮成一个女的，然后跑到就是最近好多在那个公共图书馆，在 elementary school， 甚至是幼儿园当中啊，扮成那个这个那种古很可怕的形象，然后去给小朋友们去读那些什么变性那些书。
So drag queens are men dressing to look like women, and today many of them are going into like elementary schools and the libraries and like.Reading books about, like, you know, these kind of ideas to small children.
说神是 trans man.
They're saying that God is the trans man.
说神是 gender fluid.
Then God is gender fluid.
弟兄姊妹啊，这不是神学院。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a divinity school.
这是一个亵渎神的学院。
This is a school for blaspheming God.
United Methodist, 联合卫理公会。
The community school is affiliated with the United Methodist denomination.
当年老杜克建立这个杜克神学院的时候，是想建立一个维护纯正信仰、培养很多忠心传讲真道的传道人的这么一个学校。
Many, many years ago, when Duke Divinity School was established, their goal was to establish a school that would hold fast to the truth and raise up many who could.Share this message too.
这个卫理公会在历史上曾经做出过非常大的贡献。
And the Methodist denomination in the past has given much to the church and served much.
其实即使今天
But even today,
在卫理公会当中还有一些忠心传讲真理的传道人，不是说贴上这个标签就全都不好。
I don't want to like put a label on all the Methodists and say they're all bad. Even today, there are some within Methodist denominations who are.Holding fast to the faith and sharing the truth.
在美国中部曾经有一个华人的联合卫理公会，我有去服侍过。
And there's a Chinese Methodist denomination in the middle of the United States that have gone to serve there before.
他们师母曾经有来过我们这里。
And the pastor's wife has come here before as well.
讲起来都对，现在卫理公会现在整个这个他们这个趋势，他们是自己痛心疾首，你知道吗
？And so many of those believers are very sorrowful over the direction that the Methodist denomination is going in.
很多里面这些长辈因为一辈子在里面服侍了那他们说现在我们要守住这个讲台继续来传讲真理指出这些的错误
And so many especially the older leaders in our saying that we want need to hold fast to the truth and expose the errors of this
但是绝不会为现在的这个光景他们在那欢呼鼓掌那是不可能的
But it's impossible for them to do so given the circumstances of now where many within the United Methodist Church are clapping and cheering that message
像这样的离经叛道，我们是不能合一的。
And at that point, it's gotten to where there can be no unity.
教会的合一是在持守真道上的合一。
The church's unity is unity based on holding fast to the truth.
真正的合一绝不是以妥协真道为代价的。
And true unity is never achieved at the cost of compromising truth.
保守信仰的纯正性是历世历代真圣徒、真教会的责任。
And so it is the responsibility of the church through all generations to protect the purity of the faith.
而且我们也知道，一个合一的教会是以信仰纯粹为合一，这叫主内合一。
And so the true unity of the church is built on the foundation of a pure faith, and this is the unity in the Lord that we often speak of.
同时，信仰的纯粹性又能够反过来帮助教会的合一。
In the same way, this pure and true faith protects the unity of the church.
但是我们也要强调
We also need to emphasize here,
在一个教会当中
within a church,
在基要的真理上面我们是绝不能妥协
we cannot compromise on foundational truths,
但是任何两个人也不可能在所有的观点上都完全一致
But it's impossible for two people to have the exact same opinion about everything.
教会的合一不是好像铁板一块的
It's not like it's like one whole,Blank slate of unity on everything.
哎，什么都是这个完全一致，那是不可能的。
And it's impossible to have the same opinion on every little issue.
哎，在次要的问题上面
，on secondary issues,
我们是要有 liberty.
We need to have liberty.
然后在 all things 是 charity.
In all things, we must have charity and love.
在关键的真理上面，我们是要合一。
And on central truths, there must be unity.
这叫做教会的合一。
This is the unity of the church.
这是教会历上非常有名的一句话。
This is a very famous saying in church history.
在这些我们最重要、最基要的信仰上，是绝不能够妥协。
In our essentials, there must be unity, and we may not compromise.
但是也有很多相对来说不是那么重要的问题。
There are also many other more non-essential issues.
大家可以彼此交通，可以保留自己的意见。
And on these issues, we can have fellowship with one another and keep our opinions to ourselves.
也共同到圣经的真理当中一起来寻求。
And together seek to understand the truths of Scripture.
在所有事情当中，要以爱来相对。
But in all things, there must all the interactions must be must have charity.
好，最后一点叫做合一的行动。
Lastly, we'll look at the actions that express unity.
那么这个合一的行动呢，我们先看发自神的，神自己主动所做的一个合一的行动。
Let's first look at the actions that God did to create unity.
在以弗所书第四章的七到第十节有记载。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verses 7 to 10 it says.
这里呢，我们就看这个第九节，他说：“既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。”
So here in verse 9 it says that this now this he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
这一节和合本的翻译呢，还把它放在一个括弧里面，括弧里面。
And so the Chinese Unity version puts it in parentheses here.
但实际上这两节九节十节是非常的重要。
But verses 9 and 10 are really important.
这里实际上讲的是什么？讲的是基督的十字架。
What's being spoken of here is Christ's cross.
因为基督完整的十字架道路降下，降在地上，然后又远升诸天之上，是一个倒抛物曲线的这样一个路径，基督的十字架路。
So Christ, the road of the cross was a road for, well, the reverse road first of descending and emptying himself, and then ascending.On high, so that he could fill all things.
啊，我们常常讲基督的十字架路，狭义上就是那苦路十四站，实际上广义上从他道成为身、道成肉身、降世为人就已经开始了。
Strictly speaking, the road of the cross mostly includes the Jesus' path of suffering on Good Friday, but it also includes his coming, his incarnation coming down to earth.
那么他的十字架路没有停留在各个他独楼地，没有停留在那个空坟墓，不是单单停留在复活，是一直到升天。
No, so Christ's road did not end at Calvary or at the empty tomb, but it ended when he ascended into heaven.
最终他得到完全的荣耀。
And then he achieved full glory.
那么基督的十字架是最伟大的合一的行动。
And the cross is the greatest action of unity.
以弗所书第二章十四到第十六节。
In Ephesians 2 verses 14 to 16 says,
我们就看第十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And we'll just look at verse 16 where it says that Christ did this so that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
前面这个第十四节呢，和本翻译因他使我们和睦。
And the Chinese Union version translated as he made us united, made us peaceful.
这也可以翻译做什么呢？他就是我们的和睦。
It can also be translated that he is our peace and unity.
靠着基督在十字架上所成就的，我们能够与神和好，因此能够与他人和好，与自己和好，与万物和好。
Trusting the Lord's work on the cross, we can be reconciled to God and to one another.
那么，因着基督十字架的这样一个爱的行动，这样一个合一的行动。
And through the action of unity that Christ did on the cross.
我们来看我们人的责任，信徒的责任。
Let us consider our responsibility.
既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Since we have been called, we must walk worthy of this calling.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
We must have all lowliness and gentleness with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
行事为人就当与蒙召的人相称。
We must walk worthy of the calling with which we were called.
一个不合一的家里面没有爱。
A house full of division does not have love.
没有温暖。
There is no warmth.
孩子看着爸爸妈妈成天在那里吵架，也感觉不到安全感。
And when children see their parents fighting constantly, they have no sense of security.
周围邻里看到这样的家庭，街坊贫无好家庭，一定不会给他们贴那个小红花。
And so when the neighbors see this, they won't think well of the household either.
以前小时候，街坊邻里都会评，居委会给评无好家庭。
And so before in China, the like local, kind of the local government committee would like put a little sticker on their house if it was this was a good house.
一个教会不合一。
If a church is divided.
里面没有爱，没有见证。
And there's no love and no witness.
你还怎么去传福音
？How can you share?
周围人看到都说这个教会是个笑话。
And when people on the outside look at you, they will say this church is just a joke.
在那里亏缺神的荣耀。
And we have fallen short of God's glory.
教会今天的主题是代代相传。
Our topic for this year is sharing through generations.
这是教会的决定。
This is the church's decision.
每一个人的决定。
And our own individual decision.
我们到底要往下传什么
？What we personally are deciding what we're going to be passing down to the next generation.
我们也要为着我们所做的决定。我们要负上责任。
And we are responsible for that decision.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求主怜悯恩待你自己的教会。
Lord, have mercy and shed your grace on your church.
让我们在主面前立定心志。
Let us make this decision before you.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
To endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
让我们行事为人真的与蒙召的恩相称。
Help us to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called.
让我们省察自己，知道自己有太多太多的亏欠。
Lord, as we examine ourselves, we know there are too many ways in which we've fallen short.
干犯神的荣耀和圣洁。
And offended your glory and your holiness.
求主怜悯。
Lord, have mercy on us.
求主施恩。
And shed your grace on us.
也求主圣灵在我们中间大大的来动工。
Holy Spirit, work mightily in our midst.
让我们在主的爱与真理当中能够切实的合一。
Help us to be united around your love and your truth.
心与心相连，手与手相牵。
Lord, and knit us together heart to heart and hand to hand.
携手同心走天路。
And let us walk together your ways.
为主的真道打美好的仗。
And fight the good fight for your truth together.
传扬主的福音
and share your gospel,
见证主的荣耀
and witness to your glory,
直到主再来的日子
until the day when you return.
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.